Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I think we did this story a while ago, but I think it finally came to trial. This is out of Belgium. A Belgian man has been acquitted of drunk driving because he has Otto Brewery syndrome, an extremely rare condition whereby the body produces alcohol. I recall talking about this.
We've talked about a couple of these cases, I think.
Wouldn't you just use that to drive, not worry about it, getting a DUI ever? I mean, driving drunk can kill you, people.
Yeah,
like,
you still can
if your
hurt
body
somebody.
Produces alcohol,
I know that,
maybe you shouldn't be driving.
But if it produces alcohol, are you drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're legally drunk, but does he feel drunk?
He was legally drunk. I don't know if you build
does
up
he feel drunk?
Right. If your body is producing it all the time.
Yeah, you might not feel drunk.
I would imagine that you build up quite a tolerance.
Mm-hmm. It says that people are not born with this, but they develop it when they already have other intestine-related conditions. Patients can present with symptoms consistent with intoxication, slurred speech, stumbling, loss of motor function, dizziness, belching. So, yeah, you're drunk.
Can this guy get out of every DUI from here on out now?
Well, if he keeps this lawyer, and I can't pronounce your name.
Is a precedent been set? He can't get DUIs because he can just say, my body produces
I'm guessing the precedent has been set that he can't drive.
A-N-S-E. Yeah. Is that a dude name or a female name? Anyway, that's the name of his lawyer. Said on Monday that in another unfortunate coincidence, oh, it's her, yeah, her client worked at a brewery. But three doctors who independently examined him confirmed he had ABS, the Otto Brewery syndrome.
It would be hard to have people like, have you been drinking? You're like, all right, hear me out.
Yeah.
Now you'd be like, no, hear me out.
From the inside.
Belgian media said.
I also think you have some, it's like anybody that drinks. You have some tolerance if you drink more.
Yeah, that's what this next paragraph, Belgian media
Mellencamp
said. Mellencamp
would be pissed.
Yeah, the judge emphasized that the defendant, who was not named, did not experience symptoms of intoxication.
Yeah, he's about that way all the time.
Yeah, so they acquitted the guy.
But again, can he drive?
Probably. As long as he can still do the, walking down the center line.
Well, why did he get pulled over in the first place? Was his driving erratic? Was his driving consistent with drunk driving?
Or was there just a roadblock maybe? Yeah.
There had to be some reason they did sobriety tests.
Right.
Yeah, people are not born, as you mentioned, with ABS, but can develop it.
How do you get it, by the way?
When they already have.
It comes, how do you get your body producing alcohol?
Usually in conjunction with another intestine-related condition. Patients can present with symptoms consistent of alcohol intoxication, slurred speech, stumbling, loss of motor function, dizziness, and belching. I don't believe I belched a couple of weeks ago, but I think I exhibited all the other ones.
Well, you weren't drinking a carbonated
slurred speech.
Yeah, you're drinking
vodka.
Straight
stumbling,
yeah.
Loss of motor function. I don't know if I was dizzy and belching.
In the morning.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were dizzy. No, you were just drunk, man. You're a pro. That's all you were. You were just hammered, man.
But what happened if somebody you had that was an alcoholic?
Then you're really drunk all the time.
Yeah, that you're not going to be able to quit.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That'd be a bad thing to have if you're an alcoholic.
Your body's producing booze.
That's a bad dilemma.
Yeah. And how do people get drunk? Does it go right into your system, or does it come out? Or does your saliva taste like Tito's the whole time? You know.
You sounded hopeful when you said that.
You know, you only drink mixers.
Yeah. You're already drunk. You just put some club soda down your throat.
Yeah. They don't give us any details.
Squirting limes.
How you get that condition?
Because people are going to want that condition.
Yeah. You know?
No, I don't think you do.
Well,
I
guess you just...
If you could control it, it'd be great.
Right.
If you could get your body to produce weed, too, you're set.
Yeah, but...
I want to be high now.
You'd like it to produce weed when you want it to produce weed. Not all the time. This doesn't sound that convenient.
No.
No, you wake up half-hammered. Ah, damn it.
Well, and I'm
wondering... You'd be slightly buzzed for everything you did.
Right.
What kind of blood alcohol?
That doesn't sound bad, Nick. Especially if there's no hangovers, because it's already in your system. Maybe there's no hangovers.
You would think there would be varying degrees of this syndrome.
Yeah, what kind of, like, if what on a just a daily, regular basis, what kind of blood alcohol content is this causing? Is it,
I
you
love
know,
the fact that Nick said you'd be buzzed for everything you did, like that was a bad thing. You'd be slightly buzzed for everything you did.
I wonder if this dude drinks on top of this.
Well, he works at a brewery. In Belgium.
Yeah, he probably does drink, man. Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Cheaper to go to the bar, though.
Okay.
You only had one beer. I made four inside me, man. Right.
There's one case study they cite here in this Wikipedia entry about it. In 2019, a 25-year-old man presented with symptoms consistent with alcohol intoxication. He had no prior alcoholic drinks. His blood alcohol was 0.03. So that's not legally drunk.
No.
But, well, for depending on what country he was in, it doesn't say. But, yeah, I mean, that's my question is where are you on a legal scale any given day? You know, are you 0.08?
Some guy spelled country, by the way, on his license plate I shared on Twitter yesterday.
Without an O?
With a K and a U.
Oh.
And my tweet was, it was a Nebraska plate, so it's a truck driver out there with a KU and the rest of it says untry. The word says country, basically, obviously. And somebody, I tweeted out that, you know, that guy probably thought it was actually spelled that way. I don't know who you are, dude, but I don't know how that got through, I guess it just says the word country, but with a K.
Can you plead your case?
Yeah, when you sign up for those, they ask you for
an explanation
of what does this mean? Why do you want this?
Well, he obviously likes country music, but somebody already probably took the C version of it and he used the K version, or I assume he didn't know how to spell. That's more like it. You know, look at the truck. You know, it's a truck. You know,
or he may have been a KU fan.
No, KU country.
KU country.
No, it's not KU country. It's country.
Yeah, but there'd
be it's a Nebraska plate. Now, I'm not saying it's not KU fans in Nebraska. I didn't even think about that, Todd. You're right. There are a bunch of KU fans.
But there's
in Nebraska.
Not enough letters for KU country, so he's got to shorten it up. You're only allowed so many characters.
Yeah. I wonder what. Well, that guy's listening. I mean, somebody shared his plate with us. I made a joke about him, so he might be mad about that because people did assume he didn't know how to spell, which is, you know, true. All right, you ever answer the door naked, we'll take that call. You ever delivered food, any kind of food, and somebody answered it naked? I know that's happened.
Yeah, DoorDash drivers.
I know that's
happened. Has that happened to you?
pizza delivery guys have walked in on stuff in a heartbeat. I know it's most of the documentaries will prove that. But in real life, that's had to have happened.
No, we've never talked to anybody who's lived the documentary.
No, no.
So apparently they're a bit exaggerated.
Right.
I mean, I kind of feel for the DoorDash driver who didn't want to take the food to the naked guy. She said it was a part of town she doesn't normally go to. She's not familiar with.
Yeah.
The guy's naked. It's probably evening to nighttime.
Yeah,
right. You know?
It's probably not good naked.
It's a creepy situation.
Right. If you have to announce that, it's not good naked.
Yeah, there's a lot of wolf down there, I'm sure, when that guy answered the door, you know.
Yeah, it might have been Peter Griffin naked, like, you know, just couldn't even see it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So they're not getting married.
I guarantee you.
Yeah, that group's not getting married.
He was closer to Peter Griffin than any kind of a stud.
Yeah, probably.
Where are we starting this conversation? And
the gut making
the
you drunk.
The guy being drunk, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
The auto brewing syndrome or whatever that dude from Belgium had.
We'll take that. Yeah. If there is a weird thing to have, that's probably the one you want, you know.
No, I don't think you want any kind of syndrome.
I think it would be
gun to head, what's your syndrome?
He has no control over that. No.
Gun to head, what's your syndrome?
Tourette's.
Yeah, the swearing kind?
Yeah, the swearing kind of Tourette's.
We couldn't have a job, though.
Yeah, I know.
We couldn't do the job here. That's illegal. We'd be swearing the whole time, you know.
Okay, just
do
it.
I do like that. If
just
I didn't do
vocal
radio,
outbursts.
If I didn't do radio, just yelling a son of a bitch out loud in random crowds would be great. Man.
There's a dump button.
Is there an FCC compliant Tourette's that I could get?
Just have
stuff.
The ticks. You don't want the ticks.
And we go to the podcast.
Yeah.
We do the Tourette's podcast.
Yeah, what are you going to do the other 5 days a week, you know? You're just yelling F-bomb over there for no reason. But you're right. I'm not talking about something that affects your health and you're going to die. That'd probably be the one, Puss, because a lot of syndromes have adverse effects to your life.
That doesn't seem to have any major physical side effects.
I don't know how we'd look that up, you know? Like, what syndrome would you want? You don't want any of them.
I think most of the good places would tell you none.
None.
Don't do
but
that.
You had to have one. Gun to head. You know?
Swollen groin syndrome. Right.
I don't know if that's a thing.
I don't think that's a thing, but
I'll take it.
All right. I'll take it.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.